while others walk. He acts while other men just talk. He looks at his world and wants it all. And he strikes like thunderbolt. He knows the meaning of success. His needs are more, so he gives less.
XT, and that's, I guess, part of a band that's going to be opening up a show on August 11th at the Low Beat called Unbreakable Bonds.
That is the name of the group, Unbreakable Bonds. We play all James Bond theme songs.
That's pretty awesome.
I think so, too.
So who are you playing with?
Well, it'll be Scott Smith, Scott, who's on drums. Yeah. It'll be myself. It'll be Martha and Frank Moskowitz, and it'll be Joel Yannuzzi.
And that's going to open up the show August 11th at the Low Beat. And the main reason I had you and your brother come in for this, Matt, is because of the McWaters brothers playing the entire Bruce Springsteen Darkness on the Edge of Town record.
That's right, yeah.
Besides the obvious fact that it's now 40 years old this year, what was there another reason why you chose this record in particular?
It's just a great straight-ahead rock album, you know? No fancy frills or anything on it, you know? And, you know, me and him grew up listening to Bruce Springsteen, so it was always one of our favorite albums, and, you know, we figured we can get this together pretty quick and play out, so.
Well, I'm glad you did this. This is my favorite of all of his
albums.
Yeah,
you were saying that, yeah.
Well, we went totally method with it, and we spent 3 years in a struggle with our manager over the rights of our own music just so we could get into the mood to play this record, you know, just like Bruce.
There were a bit of problems that he was faced with, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Before he could make this?
Yeah, he was contractually, like, barred from the recording studio by his manager, Mike Appel, because Bruce wanted to work with John Landau. Mom and Dad were fighting over the little child actor that they had in their midst. The judge said, you can't record anything until after this is all cleared. When it was said and done, he had like 5 or 6 albums of material, and he put out Darkness, which was the, you know, the 8 best songs. So that's what it wound up being, you know. And I'm no historian, just casual fan of it.
You guys have favorite songs from this album? Can you even pick one favorite song?
Oh, Adam Raised a Cane.
Something in the Night. Badlands, Promised Land.
He just keeps going down the list.
Yeah, yeah,
is there some special significance to this record, though, for each of you guys? This one in particular?
No, nothing special. No. I mean, it's one of my favorite albums. That's a given, but...
You know, it was like you said, a big change going from Born to Run to that. And I'd listened to Born to Run first as well. Going to that, it was almost like he was going in that folk direction, you know? It was like Nebraska hadn't happened yet. Darkness was kind of like Nebraska with a full band. It was a lot darker, you know? It definitely opened my eyes to a lot of different kinds of music, you know, the stuff that he was listening to at the time. And, you know, he was listening to a lot of Woody Guthrie, I know. So, like, I started listening to some of that stuff, some Tom Waits at the time he was listening to. So I started listening to Tom Waits because of that. It's a great record. Born to Run was such, like, a nostalgic record, you know. It was all about being young and remembering all that stuff. And then I feel like Darkness was the record where a lot of those people had to grow up and then they weren't ready for it. So yeah.
Life sucks. Yeah. What's this about? Where's the beach and the hot rods?
It's a lot realer than his other records.
Now we have a few other guys here in the room with you. You guys want to introduce who all's going to be playing?
Yeah, we got Chris Newhouse over here on bass. We got Tony Califano on keys in Oregon. We got Scott Smith on drums as well as he'll be playing with the opening act too.
Do you guys want to chime in on favorite songs on Darkness? Do you guys have one?
I'm a fan of Prove It All Night, but that's probably one of the more popular songs off that. Radio friendly, I guess.
I like Streets of Fire, actually. Oh, yeah. It starts with the organ. It's like just blows up in the middle there and it's just so epic.
I also agree with Streets of Fire. It's definitely my favorite from the album. It's got a lot of energy.
Matt, you had mentioned Adam Raised a Cane when I first said favorite song. That was like the first thing out of your mouth.
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah. When I was a kid, that first came on. Not when it first came on the radio. Obviously, I wasn't around for that. When I first listened to the record, I remember sitting down and learning that whole lead part. You know, when I was first getting into guitar, and always stuck with me. You know, it was just one of those kick you right in the stomach songs. It's great.
And Tom, your first one was the other song you guys are gonna play, Something in the Night.
Something in the Night, yeah. And I tried on Matt's favorite song for size two. I kicked him in the stomach a few times, but it just didn't feel the same, you know. So yeah, Something in the Night is definitely one. That's the howling at the beginning, you know. It's like a wounded animal, and it's like a werewolf story, you know, but wrapped up in a Bruce Springsteen song, you know. It's really cool.
Now the show you guys are doing, the McWaters Brothers doing The Darkness, is August 11th at the Low Beat.
That's correct.
Folks can find information as a Facebook event page.
Yeah, there's a Facebook event. Look under the McWaters Brothers. It'll pop up.
All right, so August 11th at the Low Beat. The McWaters Brothers doing Darkness on the Edge of Town. What, you guys want to play a couple of tracks now?
Sure. Yes.
All right.
My father held me to his side.
drink. Turn the radio up loud so I don't have to think. Then I take her to the floor, looking for a moment when the world seems right. Then I tear into the dust. Something in the night. Chasing something in the night.